The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, in 1952, Catalina Swimsuits founded Miss Universe and Miss USA in Long Beach, California. Every year, between 80 and 100 countries send a candidate to compete, with Ireland's event taking place later this summer. Earlier, we caught up with its director, Brittany Mason, a former Miss Universe herself. She is in Miami at the moment trying to secure sponsorship for the Irish contest. I first asked her how difficult it's been to get sponsorship.
It was extremely difficult the first year. I think, you know, I had only been in Ireland for about a year before taking over the franchise. So I don't really think people knew me in Ireland. They didn't really trust me, you know, not knowing who this American girl was, you know. And then also I think that pageants just had a really, really bad reputation in Ireland. And it was just really sad to see. It felt like a lot of people in Ireland had lost faith in it. It's always been extremely important to me, though, that this is something that is good for Ireland and for Irish brands and Irish companies. And, I mean, it is taking some time for people in Ireland to really see that this is not going anywhere and that this is only growing and we're going to continue to deliver year after year. I think it just takes time to build a reputation.
So
we have, though, like in the last, I mean, since I spoke with your colleague, we actually confirmed 3 Irish sponsors. So
how many does that make? How many Irish sponsors at this point?
So at this point, we've confirmed Dundrum Cosmetic Clinic as our skincare sponsor. We have Great Lengths as our extension sponsor. We already had 01 confirmed. They're amazing. They've stood with us since day one. And then I said Dundrum Cosmetic Clinic, Great Lengths, and then we...
But we're talking, and thank you for listening them, but we're talking a handful of sponsors, so I can see the challenges there. And you mentioned, you know, signing a swimwear sponsor, which I guess does bring us to the great debate that plays out in the media every year around Miss Universe. And, you know, some of your critics would say that Miss Universe is outdated, that there's nothing relevant it has to offer, and that really, you know, when we mention a swimwear sponsor, therein is the difficulty that we have women still competing on looks and not ultimately their intelligence, their personality, their innovation, their ideas.
I think that's really sad, and I challenge anyone that has to say that. I mean, the woman that was just crowned Miss USA, she's a lawyer. So, I mean, she is incredible. We have a contestant this year that actually works for NASA, who is on the path to become an astronaut. We have so many incredible women that put themselves out there in this, and I don't understand why women can't be, you know, celebrated for beauty and intelligence both in the same time. I personally am really tired of society saying that women are one-dimensional and we have to be a certain way. Women should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. We don't force anyone to wear a bikini. I mean, we have swimwear sponsors. So, I mean, having a swimwear sponsor, you wear a swimsuit. I mean, I don't think that women should be, you know, if they want to wear a bikini, they want to wear a bikini. We don't force anyone to do it. And then if someone who is auditioning for, who has, you know, their religious background, we allow burkinis as well. And we celebrate all types of beauty. There is a lot. We celebrate body diversity. I was also the very first director to bring in a plus size woman for our first year. We also have a plus size contestant this year. I don't think there's anything wrong with having, you know, body diversity in swimwear.
And that's to be commended. And undoubtedly, Miss Universe attracts clever, ambitious, well-meaning women, absolutely. But if you go to your website today, you will see, though, there is a particular mold that the competition speaks to. The women tend to be slim, able-bodied, I suspect middle class, straight, probably not married. There's a particular mold, and therefore there's just a cohort of women who feel excluded and just are not represented when they look at a competition like Miss Universe.
Well, I don't think that's correct. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, maybe in the past, yeah, but it's not at all how this is. Like I said, we have all different shapes and sizes. And I think that people, for whatever reason, I still get questions, girls saying, oh, do I have to be really tall to compete? I'm short. I don't think I'd be good with that. You guys don't accept short girls. That is not true at all. So for some reason, people have this false idea about that.
How many, 2018, made it to the final stages of Miss Universe that could be potentially classed as plus-sized?
That's a good question. I mean, there were 94 women in the competition last year. Offhand, I would have to look into that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I suspect from looking at highlights on the video reel and on the website, it's potentially close to zero. But you mentioned there, just to pick you up on another point, which was around career opportunities. And that's one that's often brought out, that beauty pageants are a way to launch careers. But I've also seen critics kind of argue back on that. And I quote one particular columnist in the Irish Examiner, Suzanne Harrington, last year, and she made the point that, you know, these beauty pageants are as relevant as fax machines in the modern era, because we now have Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and all of these platforms in which beautiful, ambitious women can reach out and build their own communities. They don't need beauty pageant to launch their careers.
Well, I mean, come on, you didn't need a beauty pageant back in the day to launch a career either, but it certainly helps. I'm from a town of 368 people. I would not be the person that I am today. I wouldn't have the career I do today if it wasn't for pageants. And, you know, I mean, I worked with President Obama. I worked with Hillary Clinton through this organization. This organization changed my life. It completely changed my life. It took me from my small little hometown and it gave me the world and it gave me a very successful career. I would not have had that if it wasn't for the Miss Universe organization. And again, I mean, I feel like these conversations are just so repetitive. It's almost as if every interview I do, I have to like address the swimwear competition. I just think it's really silly, you know? I challenge everyone to take a really deeper look into it and learn about the women. I think where pageants have failed in the past is not showcasing the interview process. The interview process is where the majority of the judging comes from, not their physical appearance. But that's what you see on television, and that's always what gets headlines, and that's what gets the most attention. I challenge people to really get to know the women for who they are and what they have to say, because that's what we're all about, and that's where the judging process is primarily coming from.
But can you see, I guess, why people find that difficult to comprehend in this massive moment where women are taken to the streets in protests? We've had movements around Me Too, that women and others in society are failing to equate an institution like Miss Universe with the current advancement of women and women's voices. Can you understand that, you know, the brand just suffers as a result in this moment that we find ourselves?
I think it's actually great for the brand. I think this is a platform that enables women to use their voice and vocalize their voice. We don't shy away from any of those topics. Those are actually topics that are on the forefront of discussion for the women that compete in these sort of things. I mean, those are things that we are talking about all of the time. This organization is owned by women for women. That's what this is. We enable women to utilize their voice. We educate women. We propel women in their careers. I mean, that is what we are all about. And again, it is all about people just taking the time to take a deeper look and to listen to what these young women have to say. You can stand in a swimsuit and still have an opinion on Me Too. Your opinion is still valid, no matter what you're wearing. I think right now it is such an important time to acknowledge that. And we're moving forward with a society, you know, for women. And it's just, I think that's why pageants more than ever are important and have a place.
And Brittany, you going back to your earlier point, you know, getting a handful of sponsors here in Ireland has been difficult. Beauty pageants, it seems traditionally in Ireland, by your own analysis, isn't something that's necessarily being embraced. What are the other factors? Like, I can't help but think current US President Donald Trump has had an affiliation, was involved for years as a judge on the contest. Do you think that is part of maybe some of the problems that people ultimately have with the brand and the franchise?
I mean, honestly, the only people that bring it up are when we do interviews like this. I mean, he hasn't been affiliated with this brand for a very long time. So,
okay.
No.
And do you ultimately, you know, I think as part of you getting the franchise here in Ireland, you had to write a 3-year business plan. Like, do you ultimately see this brand, this franchise thriving, having a sustainable business model here in Ireland?
Well, I certainly hope so. Again, I mean, like, as I've said, my main focus has always been to create more opportunities for young women. And, you know, I've said in other interviews, this organization saved my life. I didn't come from a very good background, and it completely saved my life. It gave me a new life. And I really believe that women should have access to opportunities like this. And I hope that it, you know, I mean, I'm not going anywhere at Ireland. I'm going to keep pushing the brand forward. And I think it will take time, but I do believe that people are recognizing the success of it in Ireland. I mean, the contestants, I mean, we have a record-breaking number of applicants. These women in Ireland want this opportunity, and I'm going to continue to strive to give it to them.
That was Brittany Mason, Director of Miss Universe Ireland.